The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
42% of farmers, more than two in five, have no family member looking to take over the farm. So what's putting people off? Dennis Drennan is president of the Irish Creamery Milk Suppliers Association and a dairy farmer in Kilkenny, and he's on the line now. Dennis, good morning.
Good morning, Pat, and good morning to all your listeners.
I must ask you yourself first, do you have a succession plan?
I don't, actually, Pat. No, I'm just recently married, and I don't have any children. And I have three nieces and one nephew, and none of those are interested in farming either. So it's I suppose, look, there's a lot of more lucrative occupations out there, and more steady income, and they're looking elsewhere for the opportunities that are there at the moment. Thankfully, for everybody.
Okay, so you have no succession plan. What therefore is the inevitability for you?
Well, I suppose I'm a small scale farmer in Kilkenny, so it's questionable whether the farm would be viable into the future anyway. So it's probably looking like a scenario that I'll be leasing it to a neighbouring farmer in the future at some point.
So somebody else will take over the operation, because I presume in Kilkenny it's probably good land, and therefore land that someone else would really like to use.
Yeah, I suppose if you look at where farming has gone in the last 30 or 40 years, like, farms have become bigger and have had to become bigger to remain viable, and people have to work longer hours and harder hours to make the same living as they did. And unfortunately, in a lot of cases, they're not capable of doing that, so their only option is to get out and, I suppose, let other farms amalgamate into bigger units to make them viable.
Now, if you're going to, you know, marry into farming, that person who's marrying into farming probably has to have a farming background themselves, because farming is generally a partnership enterprise between the spouses.
Yeah, well, look, it's a vocation, I suppose. It's a completely different style of life, completely different lifestyle to everybody else. I mean, you don't have, you know, 9 to 5, you don't have 5 day a week, you don't have set holidays, bank holidays, all those have become irrelevant to you. So you pretty much are working 7 days a week, 52 weeks a year, and you know, you never know when you're going to be called and that there's an issue with an animal on your farm that needs this attention. So it is certainly very different to any other lifestyle that's out there.
And then there's the accounts and the paperwork and all the rest of it. And, you know, if you're busy on the farm, perhaps your partner in life can help out with that aspect of things.
Yeah, well, look, I suppose those are the main things. I suppose we have a young farmer forum set up within ICMSA for about the last year and a half, and we're trying to address these issues. And thankfully, the last Minister for Agriculture set up a generation renewal commission as well, and we actually met with them just this week, and they're looking at what are the main issues why people are not attracted to farming. Now, look, I suppose you can look at you can focus on the 42% that don't have a succession, but I suppose thankfully we have 58% who do have a succession plan in place. But we need to look at the issues, I suppose. Volatility of income is a huge thing. Like, for young people, farmers are the same as everybody else. We need to build or buy a house, and it's gone exorbitantly expensive to do either of those. And it's very hard to go and get to a bank and get a mortgage if you don't have security of income and a steady income. And that's why we would be calling for an income volatility tool for farmers to kind of level out the income that you don't have, the highs and lows that you have at the moment, and make it easier. And as you said yourself there, Pat, regulation is becoming a huge issue. Everybody's pointing at the farmer to solve the problem of climate change. And like me as a derogation farmer, I've had 39 new regulations in the last 4 years as a derogation farmer. So it's very off-putting for any young person to get involved in an industry and put a business plan in place when they have no security as regards what regulation will be brought in next week, next month, next year, or in 5 years' time, because generally you're putting a business plan together that could be covering the next 10 to 15 years with repayments, and you need to have security of income and security of what will be actually on your farm in the next 5 to 10 years to guarantee repayments for that income.
Now, going back a bit, you know, when you'd be out in the nightclubs and all that, and you meet somebody and they're chatting away, and then inevitably they ask you, or you ask them, what do you do? And you say, yeah, I'm a farmer. What was the reaction?
Well, I suppose I'm around long enough, Pat, that I've gone through, I suppose, when you had a building boom in the country, like, and being a farmer was kind of, you got the reaction, oh, and, you know, you were swiftly dismissed, to when the crash came and it went to, oh, and it was looked on more favourably when things were in the depth of the depression back 15 years ago. Thankfully, we've come out of that now, and people have far more opportunities with pharma and tech booming in the country. But you know, I suppose, look, farming is a lovely way of life. It's almost like a vocation, but it is a lovely way of life, and people really enjoy it, and it does give flexibilities. But you still have to have money there to pay your bills and pay your repayments, whether that be mortgage or on-farm investment. So, I mean, as you said already, if somebody is marrying into a farming, or whether it's a man that needs a farming, a lady that's working in farming, or vice versa, you do have to realise that a lot of patience and a lot of last minute changes to plans will inevitably occur due to the nature of the business.
Yeah. Now, your wife also comes from a farming background. Does her family have a succession plan?
No, and unfortunately, my wife's family, like, there was 5 children in her family, and 3 girls and 2 boys, and none of them were interested. So her father actually retired from farming about 20 years ago and has the land set to a neighbouring farm. So that's typical of what's happening out there, I suppose. Like, you know, people would love to see the next generation taking on the business that they've built up, but it's just not attractive enough to some people. And I suppose, as I said already, and you said, like, there's far more more lucrative alternatives out there where there's more secure income, and I suppose, you know, the volatility is not there that's there in farming.
I'm wondering if, you know, the way of the future is going to be, when you talk about the difficulties of farming, and it's particularly when you've got animals, whether you're in dry stock or you're in particularly in dairying, I mean, there's a constant job to be done with animals. I mean, is the way forward, you know, to go more for tillage, to abandon some of the livestock type farming, and therefore solve the climate problem and also solve the onerous problem of looking after animals 24/7, 365 days a year?
There's different ways of looking at that. I suppose tillage farms are suffering the same loss of income too. Like, the scale of a tillage farm that you need now to be a viable unit is on probably out of reach of an awful lot of people, and an awful lot of tillage farmers have quit in the last 10 to 15 years because of that. But I suppose, look, there's a world demand with over 8 billion people in the world to be fed. They have an appetite for beef and dairy. We're probably one of the most sustainable places in the world to produce that beef and dairy, if not the most sustainable. So you'd be hoping that we could continue to produce food in this corner of the world that's more sustainable than anywhere else, and that would be our part of solving the climate change issue.
I'm reading some of the comments here. My dad was a third-generation farmer, but my two brothers didn't want to farm, and he didn't want to force them into doing it like he was forced by his own father. Latterly, the farm was leased, and when both my parents had passed away, they left the farm equally between their children rather than just the two sons. We regrettably sold most of it, but one of my brothers kept a portion, which he continues to lease. It would have been lovely to keep the farm in the family, but it just wasn't practical, and we were berated by relations and by other farmers for selling. But we had to do what was best for us. And another one, there was a real danger of big agriculture taking over all farms. This has always been the plan. The way forward for small farms is to get out of the system, farm regeneratively, and sell direct to the consumer. I buy my meat and veg direct from farms. Local is the way forward and greener, and we don't all have to become vegan. The government should be getting behind this movement. That's from somebody who says, Brendan Guinan of Fear Via Farms was a great spokesperson on this particular aspect.
Yeah, I suppose you have a couple of issues going on there. I suppose it would be lovely if farms could be kept together, and I suppose that's a decision that we have to make as a country. Do we want to get into the factory farm model that we have in other countries, or do we want to retain the family farm model? Excuse me, that's much, you know, it's a much more friendly animal welfare focused scenario, or do we want to let the whole thing go into factory farming? And on the second comment there, as regards, you know, buying locally, unfortunately there's not enough people willing to buy local, and this is the problem. There's a small niche market there for organic or local produced food. Most people want to go into the supermarket, fill their trolley and go home, and that's their shopping done for the week, and that's what caused the problem. And we also have to look at the fact that we export such a huge proportion of what we produce, and that's simply driven by the fact that we are probably the most sustainable place in the world to produce beef, dairy and lamb. So, you know, we're probably getting into a global marketplace that we need to look to solve the climate change problem. We have to produce food and do everything we possibly can in the most sustainable way possible, wherever that is in the world. As I often say, we don't grow pineapples in Ireland for a very good reason. We don't have the climate that suits it, but we certainly have the climate in Ireland that's extremely suitable for growing grass to produce beef and dairy and lamb from.
So let's do that and do it well. Dennis Drennan, President of the Irish Creamery and Milk Suppliers Association, a dairy farmer in Kilkenny himself. Thank you very much for joining us, Willie.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.